We're celebrating the Day of the African Child this year in Kiriandongo district, which hosts a large refugee population here in Uganda. And we're very honored to have been selected by the African Union to host this continental event. Now, as you know, the Day of the African Child is a very important day for UNICEF and the children across the continent. Taking you back on the 16th of June, what happened? It was in Soweto uprising in 1976. At that time, very courageous students marched for their rights to education. And their courage and their determination, they still serve as a timeless reminder and an inspiration, and urging us as all stakeholders to ensure that every child has access to an education that empowers and uplifts them. So this year, the theme of the Day of the African Child is education for all children in Africa. The time is now. As we know, the aspect of education for all is key because the right to education is clearly mentioned in the Convention on the Rights of the Child, but also the African Charter on the Rights and the Welfare of the Child states that every child shall have the right to an education, despite their location, their race, their parental status, disability, gender, and any other status, including refugee children.
Sasha, you said that 9 out of 49 African countries, which is less than 1 in 5, dedicated 20% or more of their public spending to education. What does this mean for the future of the African child and the continent?
So in terms of this expenditure of governments, as you say, it's quite dramatic. And I think the time for action is very, very clear. What we see in the African continent, it's a very fast-growing school-age population. And it, as you might know, it's estimated that the continent will be home to about 1 billion children by 2050. And without urgent attention, I think the huge lack of financing for education will truly be catastrophic for a generation of students and the future economic growth and stability of the region.
I don't know whether you can address this too, but all this conflict, how does that impact the African child in terms of education?
Yes, investing in education, it really needs to start with building learning foundations for the future. And what we know, for example, as well, is that investing in early childhood education and foundational learning will benefit countries in the long run. So globally, every dollar spent on pre-primary education has an estimated return of some $9 and some $17 return for every dollar invested in the most marginalized children. And those marginalized children are those affected by conflict and by climate crisis, but also children with disabilities, children from the poorest households. But this is why the refugee children are often at the epicenter of a learning crisis. And therefore, the All African Day of the African Child celebration today has an important focus on those refugee children.